Key points from New South Wales Health and COVID-19 for Wednesday, 1st of September, 2021. New South Wales recorded 1,116 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night. Regrettably, 4 people have died. All were unvaccinated. Thank you to the more than 148,000 people who received a vaccination yesterday. This is an excellent number, and our vaccination rates are leading the nation. We could hit our 70% target earlier than planned and have more freedoms by the middle of October. If you haven't had your vaccine yet, please book in urgently at newsouthwales.gov.au. Now is the time to get ready. Businesses need to have a COVID-safe plan and make sure their employees are vaccinated. Please make sure you know the lockdown rules in your area and please adhere to the advice. Lockdown measures are how we protect each other. They are how we save lives until our community is vaccinated. The areas of most concern in Greater Sydney are Guildford, Georges Hall, Marylands, Auburn, Punchbowl, Bankstown, Lakemba, Yagoona, and South Granville. Please be very careful and take every opportunity to get vaccinated. There have been new cases in West and Far West New South Wales, the Hunter region, the Central Coast, and Illawarra Shoalhaven. If you live in regional New South Wales, please keep coming forward to get your vaccination to keep your community safe. Thank you to everyone for coming forward for testing. There were over 170,000 tests yesterday. Please do not hesitate to get tested if you have even mild symptoms or are a contact of a case, especially in areas where there has been sewage detection. These are Temara, Tredvo, Merambula, Port Macquarie, Dumbogan, Bonnie Hills, Warren, Molong, Tamworth and Gunnedah. We cannot eliminate the Delta strain of COVID-19, but we will be able to live with it. Together, we will get through this difficult time.